Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning during this first week of spring, it's also Severe Weather Awareness Week. Joining us right now to talk about that is Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for St. Clair County, Justin Westmiller. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Really important to talk about this periodically because we can get really lulled into a sense of complacency when the weather is not severe most of the time, can't we?
Absolutely, that's correct. You know, we just want to make sure that all of our residents and visitors here in the Blue Water area understand the heavy impacts we can have year to year with severe weather, and that's why we're doing this week.
And especially this time of year, I mean, the weather can change dramatically, can't it?
Absolutely. Last year, this time, we had two tornadoes come through the state the week before Severe Weather Week that impacted up in the northern part of Lower Michigan. So it can happen anywhere at any time.
Speaking of tornadoes, there will be a statewide tornado drill tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., you will hear the outdoor warning and alert siren system for St. Clair County go off for 3 full minutes. And that's just to test the function and allow all of our residents to get used to hearing that in their times of need.
If it weren't an emergency, or rather weren't a test, but a real emergency, what should people do when they hear that siren?
Yeah, so anytime you hear that siren, that siren is not only used for severe weather. It can be used for any other emergency as well. But there will be a broadcast, an EAS broadcast put out that will tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it and where you need to do it at. And that will immediately follow the activation of our siren system.
There have been so many recent examples of not just severe weather, but other emergencies. We've seen train derailments, for example. I mean, these things can happen anywhere at any time, can't they?
Absolutely. And that's another very good use for our outdoor alert system. We want to make sure that people that are away from their telephones or away from their TVs or radios still get warned and can take the immediate action requested.
Justin, how have we seen severe weather warnings, particularly with regard to tornadoes, change in recent years? I'm thinking of St. Clair County in particular, which is a very long and diverse county, so there may be severe weather in Birchville and nothing happening down in Anchor Bay, for example, or Algonac, and vice versa. Is there some sort of nuanced reporting of that kind of severe weather?
Yeah, it's absolutely an issue for us. Obviously, our county is so diverse geographically between the waterfront down in the southern end of the county and way out west in the northwest end of the county. It's farmland and looks very rural. And we can have heavy weather up north, and it can be sunny and happy down south. So, and vice versa, we get that all the time. What we do in St. Clair County is anytime we have an alert like that, we will put it out countywide, but we will tell the nearest residents what to do if they're actually threatened by something.
Is there anything else that you want to let people know about during this Severe Weather Awareness Week, Justin?
We just want to make sure that people know we're going to set the sirens off as a test on Wednesday at 1 p.m. and not to alarm anybody. Just know that this is a normal annual practice and hope that everybody has a fun and safe spring and summer.
Let's do it. We're ready for spring, aren't we?
Absolutely.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.